Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. John Ledyard from the Draft Network here, along with Trevor Sikkema, also from the Draft Network, joined by our fellow elite colleagues from the Draft Dudes Podcast, which you need to subscribe to right away, Joe Marino and Cal Krabs, also our colleagues over at thedraftnetwork.com, where all the best work on young NFL players and future NFL players is being done. Guys, really glad, Trevor and I are really glad to have you on the show. Why don't you guys say a couple things before Trevor has a chance to talk, because that irritates him a lot.
I had something. We on Draft Dudes, we talked about the Chad Kelly situation and how he was like in some stranger's house, sitting on their couch with the mother and child, and he gets beat over the head with a vacuum extension.
Was it the dad that beat him over the head? I think.
Yeah,
whom among us has not gotten beat over the head by a vacuum?
And there's the answer. Right, really, exactly the answer. Kyle on the spot. I said, which TDN staff member would be most likely to find themselves in that situation? And Trevor just proved the point right there.
Trevor lived up to it.
Man, the jokes. They write themselves.
I really cannot see any of this. Hold on.
John, I heard your stupid pun and it was stupid. There, go ahead.
I looked at a tweet and I like had it in the drafts, man. I was like, how do I phrase this about the vacuum cleaner and sucking? And I just decided to abandon it. It was too punny for me.
You should have just said, well, I bet that sucked.
I know. I thought about it, honestly. But then I was like, I can't hit send. Like, I have a reputation. My brand's a little too strong for something like this. Like, that would be a step down for me, I felt like. But
yeah, you'll tell the Steelers okay. They suck every Sunday.
Oh, well, you know, if it's true.
The best was, John, the year they were 13-3. It was like that last year or 2 years ago. Pittsburgh's 13-3.
Last year they were 13-3.
If you just followed John Ledyard on Twitter and had no idea what the scores of these games were, you would have thought the Pittsburgh Steelers were 0-16. They were 13-3.
Do you remember the schedule they played, Joe Marino? Do you remember who they played? Brett Hundley and like the quarterback the Texans signed off the street and those kind of guys. What happened when they got to the playoffs? The Bills on Monday night. So they're playing the Bills this Monday.
Yeah.
They got to the playoffs and the Jags put 40 something up on them. Exactly what I said would happen. Process over results, man. You know me. Is Kyle on the show?
Hello.
Oh, hey, Kyle. How are you?
I said, my only reaction thus far is that it's too bad you didn't hit send on that tweet, because that would have been a great tweet.
You really think that?
Yes.
Yes, I do. Yes. That's why Trevor and I have the big tweets.
That's why we do, you know? That's why when Casserly points the arm out like a sniper for the 40-yard dash.
Yeah, but that's a creative tweet.
Trevor and I
like
both immediately have the same reaction.
Yeah.
Only one of us did, I believe, a World War II, or were you Call of Duty?
I did the sniper from Saving Private Ryan.
Yes.
I did that one. And then you did the JFK screenshot, which was...
Kyle took it to the elite. Moon. He took it far.
I'm not
saying ironic, because Kennedy was what sent us to the moon. So,
wow. Historical references in the Locked On NFL Draft podcast. What an impressive slate we've got here. Speaking of today's show, Trevor, you've got a little topic lined up for us to undergo today that I think will challenge our creativity and our ability to think outside the box a little bit, which usually results in some interesting takes.
Yeah, it's going to be a real interesting one, because I've had this conversation throughout watching sports for my entire life. I watch more than football. I'm a big fan of basically all kinds of sports, and I'll always have these random conversations with people, because, you know, some guys are just pure athletes and you think to yourself, man, what if this guy played football, or what if this guy played basketball or something like that? And it's always the most fun to do it with the game of football, because there's so many crazy traits that happen with these other sports that you could see them and wonder how they fit on a football field and in pads. So what we're going to do today is, I think I have 10 little matchups that I'm going to ask of you guys, and I'm going to name another athlete of a different sport and that he would play, and it's going to go up against a different athlete of a different sport and when he would play, and you have to say which one you would rather have on a football team.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Does that make sense to everyone?
Sounds good to me.
All right. The first one, Russell Westbrook, the Oklahoma City Thunder, as a safety. As a cornerback, who would you rather have?
Who was a corner?
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler. Geez.
All right, well, John, you and I should probably go first so Joe can Google who Jimmy Butler is.
Jimmy Butler has said that there was like a video clip of when they were playing on the Team USA team, and Jimmy Butler was on it. And Jimmy Butler like truly believes that if he wasn't playing basketball, he'd be playing football. Jimmy Butler is a really good athlete, and he says, like, I'm good at football. I'm really good at football. Like, I'd be playing in the NFL as a 6'8" person.
I'm jumping in. Jimmy, a 6'8" corner?
No.
There's Jimmy never Butler, been one.
Jimmy Butler isn't even one of the better athletes in the NBA, I don't think. I
mean,
he's a good athlete. I think he'd be the first to tell you that. I mean, he said that recently in an interview.
You think Jimmy Butler would be the first to admit that Jimmy Butler's not a good athlete?
No, not a good athlete. I said in the NBA. Like, we're talking about the most elite athletes in any sport in the world, to be honest.
If I know Jimmy Butler, there's one thing Jimmy Butler loves, and that's Jimmy Butler.
But he said it in an interview the other day. He said, I'm not even close to the most athletic player on our team.
Which is what you want. No, he was just saying that to be a team player.
No,
that's what you want in a corner. I want a 6'8 Jalen Ramsey, all right?
No, Russell Westbrook all day.
Yes, Russell.
Westbrook's wingspan is 6'8", by the way.
Yeah.
And he's 6'3", 200 pounds. I'll take Russ at safety.
I would take Russ, too.
Russ is probably, pound for pound, Russ is a top five athlete in the NBA, right?
Yes.
I mean, yes. He's unbelievable.
All right, so we all went Westbrook there. We all went Westbrook at safety.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't pick the 6'8 cornerback.
Hey, you know, mismatch city.
I don't think Butler's 6'8, by the way, is he? Isn't he like
6'8? He's listed at, so what, he's 6'7, 6'6?
Yeah, I mean, still too tall for a corner.
Can you imagine at the combine a 6'7 corner?
This guy's really tall. Hard to get completions over him in zone.
Hey, can't teach it.
Everybody blew their wads over Kevin King being like 6'3", so I can only imagine what 6'8 would result in.
This is true. How fast do you think Jimmy Butler runs a 40?
Probably not fast.
4.9.
Slower than you, Trevor. I've seen you run a 40.
Probably true. No, I can't beat Jimmy Butler.
I'm fast, but longer strides. Coward. But I don't know.
All right. Next one. This is a good one.
Okay.
Steroid tests aside for the second one. LeBron at tight end or wide receiver. Or John Bones Jones, whose brother is Chandler Jones, at defensive end. John Bones Jones, obviously UFC champion, probably could have gone down as one of one of the greatest fighters of all time if he didn't get busted like 3 times for steroids. And he could have.
Did you say?
Yeah, why DN? He's 6'4", 205.
Like pass rusher, whatever you want to call it.
He's 205?
Well, he's got he would put on weight, obviously.
Okay.
You can be creative with it.
I got a hot take here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want LeBron James on my football team at all. Because
you don't?
Not at all. Let me explain why. I've seen this man. What is he listed at? 6'7", 6'8", 240 pounds?
Yeah.
Probably heavier.
There are very minimal amounts of contact that make him fall flat on his back.
Ooh. Oh. Calling out the king.
Oh, so
and I know,
are we talking
I know
about flopping? Or?
I know it's basketball. And that's part of the game, right? It's gamesmanship. Taking those charges. But a man of his chiseled stature to fall flat on his back for getting bumped can't play football on my team.
Can't be an inline guy.
Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Could be a wideout, right?
It could be a wideout.
I don't even know if he runs a great 40. We got to factor in age too. I don't know how old's John Bone Jones.
Like 24.
31.
Oh, 30. Trevor. 24. 31.
July 19th.
The same age.
1987.
He's 31. He's 31.
Okay. I'm going with Bones Jones. As a DN, you said?
Or he's Chandler Jones' brother. Remember.
Yeah. I'm betting he has good hands. I don't know if he's good bend or not, but I'm betting he has good hands. He's explosive. I'm going with him. I mean, Kyle? Obviously, I'd like to have LeBron.
Kyle?
I can't pick LeBron because LeBron is a coward and went to L.A. instead of Philadelphia. Scared to be great.
Ooh, we got LeBron slander.
He aspires to be great and then go joins an 0-3 L.A. Lakers team. Misses two free throws at the end of the game. So give me Bones Jones just because I have a personal axe to grind as a Sixers season ticket holder that LeBron didn't sign.
There it is.
This is great. These are the hottest takes that have ever been on the Locked On NFL Draft.
Well, I'm
podcast.
Going with LeBron because I could never spite my king to a okay.
Fair.
Clearly no NBA team in Tampa Bay for a reason.
Wow. You know what? Go Magic. Just kidding. They suck. All right, this one's semi-interesting because it's different sports.
We only do really interesting on this podcast. I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right, sorry. On. I'll skip it.
Skip it.
Nate Robinson at running back. So Nate Robinson, obviously the little dude.
5'7", 5'8"?
Yep. Okay. Yep. I'm talking about him at running back. Or Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees at tight end.
Judge. My
Be
goodness.
Judge.
He looks like he's monster. Playing the wrong sport. Like.
That's what I'm saying, right?
I just love watching him stand at the plate, and he's got the catcher crouched behind him, and the catcher's like midway up his thigh. Like, yeah. He's just so massive, and the bat looks like a toothpick in his hands.
Aaron Judge is 6'7", 280.
Yeah, I got to take here, guys. I'm going Nate Robinson.
Wow.
No question about it. Aaron Judge is 6'7", 282 and plays a soft sport like baseball? No. No.
He's coming after basketball and baseball.
Give me Nate Robinson as my scat back all day long over a 6'7", 280-pound guy that wants to stand and hit balls with a stick.
Wow.
I'll say this. Nate Robinson probably got some hops out of the backfield. You could probably run some wheel routes to the back corner of the end zone, turn him into jump balls, and DBs wouldn't know what hit him. Or linebackers. Linebackers probably be on him. Wouldn't know what hit him.
So who we going with? Who you guys going with?
Yo, Joe's convinced me. I think I'm going to go with Nate Robinson. I think I am.
Give me Judge.
Joe's argument was convincing.
I'm going Aaron Judge too. So we might need the good listeners to break the tie here because this is our first tie.
Tweet at us and tell us.
Yeah, tweet at us. Tell us how wrong you are. All right, two basketball players here on this one. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yep, I'm taking him.
Joe just heard his name.
Yep. Or at wide receiver or. Boogie Cousins at tight end.
No, Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis is like a freak, right?
Oh my gosh, he's unbelievable.
Nicknamed Freak. Yeah.
And he's got that edge, like that trash talk, chirp edge. And Cousins has like that too, but he's also kind of a like loss of self-control guy. And
he's also a coward because he signed with the Warriors. So.
Well, I mean, I respect that.
Kyle's just wondering who's a coward here.
Win first.
Man, that's going to be a pain in the ass last name to learn how to spell. You know, like, come across these all the time. Like, damn it, I'm going to have to learn how to spell.
Freak all the time.
Yeah. Like Albert okay for us right now. I still know his last name.
But it's another notch on Giannis's belt, though, because here we go with a guy that has had to overcome adversity with spelling his last name, so.
The Albert O thing, I was at Missouri, South Carolina in the press box for that. When he caught his first pass, the press box announcer just melted on the spot. He goes, Albert, and he just froze.
Oh, man.
You'd think they'd come prepared, you know, like, all right, you got to get some of these tougher names. Everybody just erupted with laughter, and it was a great moment.
Did he get, like, halfway through his name and just freeze?
No, he said Albert and froze.
That's it.
Dead in his tracks.
Amazing.
And he goes, I'll get it next time. And everybody
That's funny. That's really funny. Yeah, Giannis is 6'11", 220, with a 7'3 wingspan. Yeah. So
taking him.
You know. Unless you're Westbrook, purposely.
We said Westbrook was top five athlete. Get Giannis is in that conversation too.
Yeah, Giannis is nasty. He really is. All right, two very different wide receivers here. Usain Bolt at wide receiver.
Oh, boy.
Or Mike Trout at wide receiver.
What?
Oh.
Bolt.
Bolt's 6'5"? Bolt is 6'5"? Did anybody know that?
Massive. Yeah, Bolt is massive.
I thought he was like 5'8". He's 6'5"?
No. If anybody takes Mike Trout,
that's what makes
him
so great.
Holy smokes.
Because when he opens up those strides, like he's covering like 8 yards for every freaking step he takes.
It's
crazy. If and I didn't know prior to this moment, right? If you asked me how tall Usain Bolt was, I would have told you like 5'10". And that's because I'm an idiot and I'm uninformed on most things.
I knew he was bigger than that, but
I know he's like an elite runner and he's 6'5". Yeah, that's who I'm taking.
Yeah. 6'5" guy that's the fastest human in the world. Yep.
He's only 32.
I'm taking him. Take him right now if he wants to play.
Kyle?
I'll take Bolt, but I don't think it's as much of a slam dunk as the fact that this is probably going to be a consensus pick would say. Because you know Trout's got great ball skills playing center field.
Wow.
Taking you know Mike, this guy's...
I'm taking Mike Trout.
What? Talk to us. Tell us. Tell us the madness behind this.
Mike Trout. Mike Trout is like an elite athlete. Just like... He just does everything really well. Give me that dude in the slot.
But the other guy is Usain Bolt.
If you put Mike Trout on the Patriots right now, he'd lead the league in receptions.
Just because he's white? Oh, you're putting him in the slot?
He's got grit. Aerotype. He's got grit.
Trevor, this guy's name is Bolt for the last. Lightning Bolt. It's a built-in name.
He is the fastest human being ever.
Can't catch.
Wow. This is questionable. This is worse than J.J. Arcega-Whiteside going 9 overall to the Cowboys on Monday.
Hey, man. He'd be better than Amari. Oh, wow.
Goodness.
Wow.
I don't know if you've heard, but all Cowboys media agree that every wide receiver in the upcoming class is not even anywhere close to as good as Amari Cooper, who has not done anything since 2016. But
oh, weird. So that's just the analysts of the team that just traded for him that way.
Funny. Oh, okay. How it works that way.
Oh, man.
All right, give us our next one.
Mike Trout
out of here. Come on.
Go Mike Trout. Unbelievable. Here's another baseball one. Yasiel Puig at linebacker or Bartolo Colon at nose tackle.
Puig. Puig would get thrown out of every game, though. He can barely keep baseball into being a non-contact sport.
It says that Bartolo Colon's 280. No, he's not.
I got to go position value here. You got to go Puig.
Yeah, Puig for sure.
I want Colon just so I can see him do the Deidre Sinat belly shake after every play he gets in on.
He's got I'm going with Yasiel Puig. But if Bartolo Colon told me he'd crop top his jersey, I'm picking him.
Did you see Elliott style?
Yes. Yes.
100%. Have you guys seen that gif of Bartolo Colon that like plays his face from when he started in the Major League Baseball to like I've watched that probably 2 million times.
I've seen that. That's crazy.
It's magical.
Is he still playing? He's still in there, right?
Yes.
I'm assuming yes. I think it's a safe assumption to always assume
he's 45. Colon's
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's ready. He's got 10 more years.
Oh my goodness, it's crazy. Yeah. Going Puig for sure.
Okay. All right. You got to pick a kicker. Messi or Ronaldo?
We don't talk about kickers on the podcast.
Hey, listen. As someone who watches Tampa games, this is a kicker analytics account now. So I'm big into the kicking industry.
I would take neither and trade up for Roberto Aguayo.
Again, John, from personal experience, I would advise against that.
Yeah, you're going to have a bad time.
I'm going Messi, and it's based on appearance. Yeah.
So you take the ugly guy based on appearance?
Yeah, I don't want the pretty boy as my kicker. Give me Messi.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Okay.
So you want an ugly kicker.
Yeah, why not?
That goes into the scouting report. For
I needed a
kicker. He's got to be ugly. he's got a strong kicker. Mr. Marino, he's got a strong leg. He can really drive the ball. You don't have to worry about it getting blocked. He's accurate. He can hit from 60.
Won't steal your wife.
Is he hot?
Look, I needed something to differentiate here. That's what I went with.
I like this guy. Shows up early every day. You know, he just always works at his craft. You know, ugly as can be. He's got
nowhere else to be. Yeah. You know, nobody's pining for this guy to be out in public. So he just stays in and kicks all day.
All right. So we got Messi for Joe. What are you doing, John?
The best kicker ever is Adam Vinatieri. So figure that one out. Man, I don't know. I honestly don't. I don't watch him enough. Like, I'm gonna go. I'll go with Messi. Fine.
All right.
Who has a more, taking, who has a stronger leg?
I'm taking Ronaldo, the best soccer player on the
Ronaldo.
Planet.
Ronaldo. Oh, then I'll go Ronaldo. The better leg.
Okay, then I'll go Ronaldo because that's all I really care about. Crush the ball. If you're accurate, you're accurate. But I gotta have a kicker that can hit from 60. Like these guys who won't try these 50-yard field goals. It's 2018.
Your offense is stalling midfield.
Yeah, you got to be able to crush points from anywhere. Look at Justin Tucker. I can teach accuracy. I can't teach that leg strength. Give me Ronaldo.
Kyle?
I'm taking the best soccer player on the face of the planet, and that's Cristiano Ronaldo.
Okay. I'm going with Ronaldo, too. So, Joe, you're alone. I'm sorry. But, hey.
At least I had a reason.
At least you have an ugly one.
All right, throwback.
Hope Messi doesn't listen to the podcast, by the way.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does.
He's too busy trying to win his first World Cup game.
Wow. All right, throwback one for this one. Shaquille O'Neal playing any point on the defensive line, you could pick, or Allen Iverson at quarterback.
Oh, geez.
Or could you pick? Could Shaquille O'Neal play? He would lose every leverage battle, which I think is important. But at the same time, I don't know if you could complete a pass over Shaquille O'Neal.
You know,
and Shaq with the magic was an unbelievable athlete.
Yes. Yes.
Like unbelievable athlete. I would take Shaq.
I just want to remind you guys that Allen Iverson had 1,000 and 1,000 as a quarterback in high school and won the state title for his football team as well as playing base. What state was it? Virginia.
Yeah. So not a real football.
Not the same.
Oh, get out of here.
Not the same as winning it down south, buddy. You should know.
Virginia's still like somewhat down south.
John, how dare you slander your own state?
I mean, I'm just being straight up honest, man. I've been to state playoff games here, and they would not come close to beating anybody down south.
John, there is no state in the country with more Hall of Famers in the Pro Football Hall of Fame than the state of Pennsylvania.
That's very true. That is very true. And Pitt has probably produced more elite NFL players than as many elite NFL players as almost any school over the last 15 years, but they still suck. So the sad truth.
I'm going Shaq here, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going Shaq as well.
6'1", 165? Get out of here with that.
I'm going Shaq as well. I need a quarterback that can throw the ball. I just don't know if Iverson can do that.
Kyle?
I'm taking Shaq.
All right. Well, I can't let Iverson not get 0 votes because
that would be very off-brand for you to not pick Iverson.
Yeah, he's a hero. All right, we got two fun ones left. First one, you've got to start one. One of these guys has to start. We got Dale Earnhardt Jr. at running back, or Conor McGregor at quarterback.
Why are we doing this? I've got to take.
This is painful.
The only reason why Dale Earnhardt is relevant, Dale Earnhardt Jr. is relevant at all, is because his last name is Earnhardt. He wasn't a good race car driver. Give me Conor McGregor because he's actually good at his sport.
At quarterback, though, he's like 5'5".
I don't care.
He's 5'5"?
He's not Dale Earnhardt.
He's not 5'5".
Oh, my God. My heart stopped. I didn't think he was 5'5". How tall is he?
I'll let you know in about a second here. He's 5'9", 154. I mean, tomatoes, tomatoes, you know?
5'9"? 5'9",
5'9", 154. McGregor.
Still don't want to be quarterback, but yeah. 5'5 would be out of the question. Earnhardt could be Bartolo Colon, and I'd take him at running back.
6'1", 165 Earnhardt is.
6 foot running one. Back, by the way. Running back for Dale Earnhardt.
I got to go with additional value. Go with Earnhardt.
Because a guy who sits in a chair to play his sport is now being played at a position that involves you to move your body.
Because the alternative Conor McGregor at quarterback. Did you see him throw in that video?
Yeah.
Well, but you could run like the wing T with him, maybe.
But I know Conor McGregor has an arm that works and legs that works. I can't even prove to you Dale Earnhardt Jr. can do anything other than turn his hands to the left.
No.
Hey, I don't even know this legs work.
Just imagine Earnhardt at the combine. They're like, all right, you can jump now. All he does is turn his hands to the left. They're like, no, you got to run this 40. He turns his hands.
All right, bud.
Who do the Steelers? This is going to be relevant. Who do the Steelers play on Sunday?
The Browns.
Okay, Steelers play the Browns on Sunday. Let's say that the Pittsburgh Steelers were required to give Kyle Krabs 10 carries in the game.
Why do you guys throw me in here?
Okay.
I'm not relevant to this conversation.
How many yards would Kyle gain?
How many carries did he get?
He has to get 10. Strategically placed carries in the game. How many yards would he get?
I would get one. I would get 1 yard.
I think you'd get 6.
I think you get 16. Steelers have been blocking really well.
There you go. Wow. Joe, how many yards do I get?
We've been through this before, haven't we?
How many yards do I get?
10.
Just answer the question.
You get 10.
10 okay. yards?
Yeah. Now, Joe, just for you, on the first carry, all I'm going to do is stand there and turn my hands to the left so you could see what Dale Earnhardt Jr. would look like playing running back.
So that's -5 probably. So be working your way out of the hole. But
all right. So who? All right. Kyle, who you're picking, not Dale Earnhart Jr.
Who you could picking? Offer me any other athlete, I would take anybody besides Dale Earnhardt.
Joe.
I'm going Dale. I can't do anything with McGregor at quarterback. Not a thing. I can still pass the ball with my regular quarterback and just not run the ball. He'll start, but he doesn't have to.
That's actually a good point. It's more about saving the other position on your team.
Nah, he's got to get 25 carries.
Fine. Yeah. Give me. I'm still going Dale. I can still pass the ball 30 times.
Congrats on having 125 rushing yards then.
Of course, I can never go against Conor McGregor.
Can't have negative rushing yards if you don't rush.
All right. Full steroids involved here.
Ooh.
Of course.
This is the last one. Full steroids involved. The Undertaker at tight end or Brock Lesnar at defensive end.
Lesnar.
Yeah, Lesnar.
I have to go with The Undertaker because Brock was on the Vikings and didn't make the team.
But
so
now he gets sauce. Now he gets to sauce up. We're talking like WWE champion.
Oh, we don't
Brock
think he was saucing before.
He was definitely saucing before.
And I figure that's probably why he sucked with the Vikings because he wasn't allowed to do steroids.
Nah, maybe he just sucks. But what's The Undertaker's dimensions?
Well, he's also the Undertaker's like 55. So,
So it's right now. I'm thinking of them in their primes, but yeah.
No, in their prime. Both in their
primes.
Undertaker is 6'10, 300.
6'10?
He's on his third wife.
Thank you for that, Joe.
That's important. Is he hot, though?
No.
His current wife is the best rendition, though.
Her name is Michelle McCool.
Wow. Well, alliteration.
Pretty,
that's a great name.
Last name. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Actually,
I think that's Lesnar. Her ring name.
Lesnar for
John,
sure.
Who, don't get too
Lesnar
excited.
For sure.
Lesnar?
Yeah.
Joe.
Lesnar, I just think Undertaker's too stiff to play tight end.
Undertaker was jumping off the top rope in the 90s.
Anybody can
man.
Do that.
Yeah, I can do that.
No, I'm good. 16.
Anybody can do that, but Dale Earnhardt Jr. can play running back for my football team.
All right.
Because my option was Conor McGregor at quarterback. It's very sound logic behind my choice. I think it's the right choice.
Cal, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm taking The Undertaker because Brock Lesnar has a track record in the NFL and he didn't make a team. So can't go there. Won't do it.
The Undertaker's not good enough to play in the NFL.
I'm going Undertaker. So what ties do the fans have to break? They've got to break The Undertaker, Brock Lesnar tie, and they've got to break...
Usain Bolt, for some reason, was a tie.
No, it wasn't. Nobody else picked Trout.
You and Kyle picked Trout. I thought you picked Trout.
Oh, Kyle
didn't pick Trout. No, I didn't pick Trout.
Oh, you didn't pick Trout.
Oh, okay. Oh, it was you. Just
in my mouth.
Well, you
oh,
picked that so
Nate
bad
Robinson,
you're at the end.
It was the Nate Robinson, Aaron Judge one.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Nate Robinson, Aaron Judge, and then Undertaker, Brock Lesnar. Y'all got to decide for us.
They're going to pick Aaron Judge because they're not going to understand the reasoning why we picked Robinson.
Right. No, keep insulting the readers. This is good. This is good.
Hopefully they listen to the pod.
Yeah.
Either That's way, there good. You go. There's your Friday podcast of the Super Show discussing some lighthearted discussion this week. Next week, I think we've got to talk midseason NFL awards, especially talk about rookies and where they're at in midseason, do some evaluation stuff. But as always, we appreciate you guys listening, checking in. Check us out on iTunes. Check out the Draft Dudes podcast on iTunes. Leave reviews, ratings, things of that nature. Let us know what you guys think of the podcast, if you're enjoying the joint shows and topics maybe that you even would want us to discuss that we'll consider. as well. So yeah, just let us know about all those things, and you know, go over and subscribe and check out the site too. Check out the draftnetwork.com. Always pouring and pumping out new content there every day, talking about rookies and all things related to young players in the NFL, and looking ahead already, not turning the page just yet, but looking ahead already to the 2019 NFL draft, because it's always draft season with us, ladies and gentlemen. So until next time, keep it locked right here on Locked On NFL Draft.